to the goats. Postcards.
The greatest tennis player of all time. It's a debate that sparked more arguments than a questionable line call at Wimbledon. Today, we're serving up the ultimate showdown of tennis titans, with me as my fellow host and a great tennis enthusiast himself, Mark Raft. Hey Mark, what's up?
Oh, you've got me fired up already. This is like the grand slam of sports debates.
Well, before we start lobbing names back and forth, let's talk about what greatness even means in tennis. Is it all about the numbers? Or is there something more intangible at play?
That's a great point. We've got Djokovic leading the Grand Slam count now, but there's so much more to consider, right?
Exactly. Take Nadal's clay court dominance, for example. 14 French Open titles. That's not just winning at Roland Garros. It's like he's got squatter's rights on the place.
It's absolutely mind-boggling when you think about it. And then you've got Federer, who brought this completely different dimension to the game. This artistic, almost balletic quality.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's fascinating how different surfaces showcase different kinds of greatness. Nadal might own clay, but then you've got players like Pete Sampras, who were practically unbeatable on grass.
That's such an important point about surface versatility. It's one thing to be great on one surface, but achieving success across all of them? That's a whole different level of mastery.
Speaking of mastery, we can't ignore the pioneers who shaped modern tennis. Take Billie Jean King. She wasn't just an incredible player with her 39 Grand Slam titles. She fundamentally changed the entire landscape of women's sports with that historic Battle of the Sexes match.
Oh, absolutely. The impact of that match against Bobby Riggs went so far beyond tennis. It was a cultural watershed moment.
And while we're talking about transformative figures, we have to discuss Steffi Graf's incredible achievement, the only player in history to win the Golden Slam in a single year. Just think about the pressure of that 1988 season.
The mental fortitude required to win all four majors plus Olympic gold in one year is just staggering. It's the kind of record that might stand forever.
Oh, definitely, for sure. That brings up an interesting point about the mental aspect of tennis. Look at someone like Djokovic. His ability to perform under pressure is almost superhuman. Remember that 2019 Wimbledon final against Federer?
Now that was an absolute masterclass in mental toughness. Saving those match points against Federer on center court, with the crowd heavily favoring his opponent? That's the kind of moment that defines greatness.
And we haven't even touched on Serena Williams yet. Her journey is absolutely remarkable. Coming back from life-threatening health issues, becoming a mother, and still making Grand Slam finals well into her late 30s.
The longevity of her career is just mind-boggling. Winning her first slam in 1999 and still competing at the highest level 2 decades later? That's not just talent. That's determination and evolution.
You know who deserves more recognition in these GOAT conversations? Rod Laver, the only man to complete the calendar Grand Slam twice, and he did it in both the amateur and professional eras.
Oh, good call. And let's not forget about Chris Evert either. She still holds the record for the highest win percentage in tennis history, doesn't she?
She does indeed. And speaking of overlooked legends, the Monica Seles story is one of tennis's greatest tragedies. Before the attack, she was absolutely revolutionizing the game with her two-handed power game from both sides.
Right. It's one of those heartbreaking what-if scenarios in sports history. The way she was playing, she might have ended up with the most Grand Slams ever.
Yeah, well, that was a sad, sad state of affairs. But I gotta say that she bounced back pretty great. I mean, compared to where she was, she did a lot of great stuff throughout her career in tennis. Looking at the current generation, who do you think has the potential to enter the GOAT conversation? I'm watching Carlos Alcaraz, and the way he combines power, speed, and shot-making ability is unlike anything we've seen before.
His game is truly special. And on the women's side, Iga Swiatek is showing signs of becoming a dominant force. Her movement and tactical awareness at such a young age is remarkable.
The future of tennis looks incredibly bright. We're seeing young players like Coco Gauff starting to fulfill their potential, bringing new energy and excitement to the sport.
Well, the way these young players are pushing the boundaries of what's possible in tennis is fascinating to watch. They're taking elements from all the greats who came before them and creating something entirely new.
You know, that's very interesting because I feel like more confused about why what I had thought, who I had thought the GOAT was. And now, after knowing all these facts and all these stats, I mean, I'm more confused. But I do think that each era brings its own challenges and innovations to the sport.
Maybe that's actually the point, though. Perhaps trying to crown a single GOAT oversimplifies the rich history and evolution of tennis.
That's such an insightful way to look at it. Whether it's Federer's elegance, Nadal's fighting spirit, Djokovic's mental strength, or Serena's power and influence, they've all contributed something unique and valuable to tennis history.
And looking back at all these incredible players and moments, it's clear that tennis fans have been incredibly fortunate to witness such extraordinary talent across different eras.
And the beauty of it is that the story isn't over. The next chapter in tennis history is being written right now, and who knows? Maybe the greatest player of all time hasn't even picked up a racket yet.
So, what do you think this means for the future of tennis? How might the sport evolve from here?
Well, I think we're going to see even more emphasis on all-around athleticism. Players like Alcaraz are showing that you need to be incredibly fit, fast, and flexible to compete at the highest level. We might also see more specialization in terms of surface expertise.
That's interesting. Do you think we'll ever see another player dominate across all surfaces the way Federer, Nadal, and Djokovic have?
It's hard to say. The game is becoming so physically demanding that it might be increasingly difficult for players to maintain that level of excellence across all surfaces and throughout a long season. But then again, athletes are always finding ways to push the boundaries of what we think is possible.
True. And what about technology? How do you think advancements in racket and string technology might shape the future of the game?
Oh, that's a great question. We've already seen how modern rackets and strings have increased power and spin. I think we might see even more emphasis on customization, rackets and strings tailored to individual players' games and even specific court conditions.
Wow, that could really change the game. Do you think there might be a point where governing bodies have to step in to regulate equipment?
Guys.
Hey, Summer.
You're digressing here. We're talking legends of tennis, and you haven't even mentioned some of the most powerful names that will definitely enter our top 16 candidates for the GOAT title.
Well, do you have anyone particular in mind?
Let's start with Björn Borg, the ice-cold Swede who won 11 Grand Slams and dominated Wimbledon and Roland Garros in the late 70s. He retired early, but his impact is undeniable.
Oh, absolutely. Björn Borg is a must on the top 16.
And what about Jimmy Connors, a relentless competitor with 109 singles titles? More than anyone else in the Open era, his longevity and fiery personality kept him at the top for decades.
Well, I still favor McEnroe.
And then there's Ivan Lendl, 8 Grand Slams, a master of consistency, and the guy who set the blueprint for modern baseline play. And on the women's side, we have Venus Williams, 7 Grand Slam titles, a trailblazer for power tennis, and a force who changed the game just as much as her sister. And how about Justine Henin, one of the most complete players of all time, with 7 Grand Slams and a one-handed backhand that was pure artistry? We can't forget Martina Hingis, 5 Grand Slams, an unmatched sense of court vision, and a genius in doubles play.
Well, thanks a lot, Summer. That was extremely enlightening. Well, as we wrap up this discussion, I think we can all agree on one thing. The GOAT debate in tennis is far from over. If anything, it's only going to get more complex and fascinating as the sport continues to evolve.
Couldn't agree more. And maybe that's the real beauty of tennis. Its constant evolution and the way it challenges us to reconsider what greatness really means.
Exactly. So, to all our listeners out there, keep watching, keep debating, and most importantly, keep appreciating the incredible talent and dedication of these athletes. The next chapter in tennis history is being written as we speak, and it's going to be one heck of a match.